VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The U.S. House of Representatives Ethics Committee failed to reach an agreement Wednesday on whether to release findings from its nearly completed investigative report on former Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Top Democrat Susan Wild says Republicans on the evenly split panel voted against making the report public.
There was no consensus on this issue.
As the committee met, Gaetz was looking to shore up his embattled nomination. With Vice President-elect J.D. Vance alongside, Gaetz met privately with Republican senators amid questions about sexual misconduct and other allegations. Lindsey Graham says Gaetz deserves a fair shake.
No rubber stamps. And no lynch mob.
Some GOP senators say they want to see the House Ethics Panel report before deciding whether to confirm Gaetz, who has denied the allegations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Venezuelan man convicted in the killing of nursing student Lakin Riley in the southern U.S. state of Georgia has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Prosecutor Sheila Ross says Jose Ibarra's DNA was found under Riley's fingernails, and her DNA and Ibarra's were found on a jacket police found in a trash bin in his apartment complex. Friends and family, including Riley's sister and mother, got a chance to speak.
Jose Antonio Ibarra has completely and utterly ruined my life.
This monster took away our chances to see Lakin graduate from nursing school.
It wasn't mentioned in court, but Ibarra entered the country illegally in 2022 and was allowed to stay to pursue his immigration case. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. Riley's murder added fuel to the national debate over immigration. President-elect Trump and other Republicans blamed Riley's death on the policies of Democratic President Joe Biden. Trump applauded the verdict in a post on social media. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday blocked two resolutions that would have halted the sale of some U.S. weapons to Israel. One resolution would have blocked sales of tank rounds, while a second resolution called for ending the shipment of mortar rounds. The resolutions were filed by independent Senator Bernie Sanders and co-sponsored by a handful of Democrats. The measures had been introduced out of concern over the human rights catastrophe faced by Palestinians in Gaza. Most of Gaza's 2.3 million people have been displaced, and the enclave is at risk of famine more than a year into Israel's war against Hamas. Gaza health officials say nearly 44,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's offensive. The United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Haiti says the Caribbean nation has, quote, a situation of escalating violence. Ulrika Richardson spoke to reporters Wednesday via internet from Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince.
This is already people who live, many populations who live under very, very tough living conditions. And the situation by day is deteriorating. And that means women who have been victims of sexual violence, but also children who are now again yet facing school closure, really need the assistance very urgently. And so again, our plea for solidarity with Haiti during this very dire moment.
Thousands have been killed in the gang conflict and more than 700,000 displaced, with some residents facing famine-level hunger. Gangs control 85% of Port-au-Prince, and in recent weeks have launched attacks in previously peaceful areas to try and gain even more territory. Haitian police said more than two dozen suspected gang members were killed in Port-au-Prince Tuesday after residents joined police to fight off an attempted overnight attack on an affluent hillside suburb. A major storm left behind a trail of destruction as it swept across the northwestern United States Wednesday. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more on the aftermath of the so-called bomb cyclone.
We have a lot of road closures, especially on the arterial streets.
That's Maddie Christel with the National Weather Service in Washington.
With big trees down, we've seen some in the Bellevue area east of Seattle that it almost looked like really big old growth trees came down with this. And those are, you know, some of the more well-established trees here. So to see those come down is quite significant.
Down trees killed at least two people. The Weather Prediction Center issued excessive rainfall risks through Friday, and hurricane force wind warnings are still in effect. I'm Haya Panjwani.
That wraps up this update. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.